WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man has admitted to the murder of two women on the same day 2 years ago, east and west of Bryan. 31-year-old Danny Diaz was sentenced to 2 consecutive life terms. Vanessa Gonzalez died after she was struck by a car driven by Diaz, and Ashley Garcia was stabbed. The victims did not know each other. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says they could not come up with a motive.
We went through and looked at all of the offense reports, looked at all of the crime scene records, tried to figure that part out, because that part was perplexing.
Diaz must serve 60 years before he becomes eligible for parole, and there is no appeal of the conviction or the sentence. For more than 3 years, residents in one Bryan neighborhood have asked the city council to reduce flooding and get streets and sidewalks.
Do you think I enjoy coming up here, speaking, and nothing happened?
Comments from Larry Gilbert and 6 other property owners in Castle Heights along Highway 21 east of the freeway also included the council placing the lower-ranked extension of Thornberry Drive ahead of extending Clark Street. He also asked why the city improved their neighborhood park without adding parking.
I'm totally blind, and I could see that y'all own 18 lots right behind the park. How come we can't put parking there?
There was no response from anyone on the council citing state law regarding the public comments portion of their meeting. Property owners can look in future years to seeing more information on their tax bills.
I call it a spreadsheet that shows, okay, this is what your taxes are at this appraisal and this tax rate. And if you change either of those, whether the appraisal rate or the tax rate, it shows you what is going on and gives you more information about how your property tax is figured.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the House version of property tax reform requires citizens to submit a petition for a rollback election. The Senate version automatically triggers the election if a local government increases property taxes by 5% or more. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney favors the House version.
We're one among the cities that we've always been able to stay just a little bit underneath that cap that would trigger an election. For the most part, I think our citizens have recognized what we've tried to do.
Mooney says only 2 people spoke at last year's public hearing when the council raised the tax rate, which was compounded by an increase in property values. The Bryan Police Department has produced a video that will help you if you're stopped by an officer.
We had several requests from people about, you know, asking us, well, what do you do on a traffic stop? Can I ask these questions? Can I do this? You know, what should I do?
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the most important thing to not do is make a sudden movement.
The most important thing I would say to do is just be courteous and honest.
McKeithen says the 3-minute video is available on their Facebook page and online at bryantx.gov/police. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station's Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 27th features Def Legend with guest Infinite Journey and Trio Grand. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 27th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more information, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hey, good morning. 609 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the WC Tractor Studio. That's where we are, your award-winning local Kubota and New Holland dealer, located in Bryan, Navasota. Got weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine over the next several days, and it's also going to be turning warmer across our part of the state. High pressure is southeast of Galveston this morning. It'll result in lots of sun. It'll be breezy, highs near 90 today. Clouds will pass through the region overnight, 70 to 75. Coming partly sunny, breezy tomorrow with a chance for a stray shower, 90 to 95. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and 90 to 95 as we start the Memorial Day weekend Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M track and field team gears up for the NCAA West prelims, which get underway today. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at how things played out in the SEC baseball tournament, as well as the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. And Major League Baseball teams in Texas didn't have a great night as both the Astros and the Rangers dropped their games against the Tigers and the Red Sox. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the question is, was yesterday the last really great weather day before we dive into summer?
No, I hope not.
Because we had those northeasterly winds. It was pleasant. Really okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be kind of breezy today, so that may help a little bit. But, you know, before long, we're going to be sweltering. So just, I don't know, get out there and get that outside stuff done now if you can. We'll be at 90 today, but we'll just see. And rain on Memorial Day. Hey, we'll be here on Monday. You don't have to be.
But we will.
We're working it for you. Simply because, I mean, we have to trudge up there, punch that button to the elevator, ride all the way up here.
All the way.
And work in climate-controlled conditions.
Yeah.
So terrible.
I know. And, you know, and Mr. Downs will bring food because we have to be here.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Unless he's leaving town, and then he won't.
And then he won't.
But anyway, think of us as you're off sleeping late, most importantly, having that long weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and then there are those people who tack on the days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are going to take tomorrow off, and there's some people who are going to take Tuesday off.
And some people who are off today.
Yes, all right. Or they're at least checking out today.
Oh, yeah. They're on noon.
Yeah, they'll go, okay, I'll get to that tomorrow. Oh, dang, I'm not here tomorrow.
Ah, man.
Yeah, so, you know, the productivity around these things does change. And used to be that this meant school was out when Memorial Day was there.
Right.
I mean, I can remember being a teenager, and two things happened. The Indianapolis 500... And you could only listen to it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't televise it then. I mean, it became a big deal when they did same-day tape delay. That's how much control the Indianapolis Motor Speedway had over this thing. This was their event, and they made it a really big deal. And again, I mean, I was younger, and I was plugged into cars and all that, and probably a whole lot of guys at that time could name at least 10 of the drivers who would be in the Indianapolis 500.
Oh.
And of course, A.J. Foyt being just down the road, being a Houston guy, a lot of people thought about that. And you know, Parnelli Jones and Roger Penske and people like that. But now, I don't know who any of these people are.
No.
And, I mean, you know, that's fine. But that used to be kind of a rite of passage. We knew summertime was here because the Indianapolis 500 was there. And then we got to go work on our summer job.
A sign of the summer.
Yeah. When we get there, yeah, we'll talk about that during the summer jobs that we had and whether or not those were any fun.
Yay.
Yeah. In the meantime, okay, so we've got this story about these guys who moved 40,000 bees, okay? Apparently, Fredericksburg, Virginia, having problems with that in this townhouse community. Now, we don't know if they're 40,000 bees.
Yeah, how do you count them?
We got to take their word for it.
Right.
They couldn't even...
How do you count bees?
They couldn't even be considerate enough to put the word approximately in
the
story.
Yeah, they moved 40,000 bees that had bedeviled this Virginia townhouse community.
That is a lot.
It is a lot.
Even if it's 30,000, even if they missed it by 10.
You know, you never know, though. There might be a guy out there going, well, that one's Jerry, and
yeah,
that one's
that's
Lucy.
Where we're going to name them.
Yeah.
I presume what they did is they probably once took a picture of a square foot, and they counted the number of bees, and then they estimated how many feet.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, Washington Post reports the 40-pound swarm was carefully snipped from a tree branch in a grassy area in Fredericksburg by 33-year-old Nathan Thompson and his 70-year-old dad, Earl. The two belong to a family of beekeepers spanning three generations. The county animal control officer said, I ain't touching it.
Control. Yeah. I don't do bees.
Nope.
Rabbit dog, squirrel, sure.
Can do that animals stuff. Right. but a sheriff's office statement described Anthony McCall. He said he basically was, quote, chicken when it came to regarding bees.
So maybe he's deathly allergic.
Could
Give
well
him the
be.
The benefit of the doubt.
They removed the swarm in beehive boxes. Now there is a hope that the bees can be loaned out to help pollinate farmers' crops.
There we go.
Only 3 bee stings for them.
Oh,
so
okay.
There you are.
Only
Not
3?
Bad.
All right.
No. I remember years ago, they used to mail bees, and I told the story before. A guy had a van that had a beehive in it.
Info.
And he was headed to the post office, and somebody pulled out in front of him. He had to slam on the brakes.
Oh.
And that busted up the beehive.
Oh.
And the bees got out.
And in the car.
And they weren't happy.
In the van.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Fortunately, he was carrying some Raid with him.
Oh.
Yeah, so he controlled the situation, but those people lost their bees.
Yeah.
There's our bee story.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 617. It's Thursday. It's May the 25th. Oh, it's time to celebrate, because, I guess... I don't know why they did this, but today is National Chardonnay Day, okay?
Well, it's National Wine Day.
I know, that's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Why would
that's
you burn
no one
that?
Really like Chardonnay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't mind a good Chardonnay,
yeah.
But it is, well, it's National Wine Week.
Oh, really?
It is. That's what I've heard. But today is... today is National Wine Day.
Okay.
And then apparently, I guess, it's Chardonnay Day, too.
Yeah, so why would... Again, so that's fine.
Oh,
and
maybe
tomorrow is Rosé Day.
Who knows?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or Chianti Day. But there is also a National Drink Wine Day later
right.
on. So you
right.
get a chance to do that.
All right.
You know, I celebrate almost every day just to cover my bases.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Just in case. Because you don't want to miss it, accidentally.
Hate to miss it. You'd hate to miss it. It's also National Geek and Nerd Pride Day.
Oh, okay.
National
it's my day.
Yeah, okay. It's National Brown Bag Day, which could tie in with National Wine Day.
There you go.
There are probably homeless people all over who will be celebrating that.
I definitely went straight to, like, lunch brown bag.
Yeah.
But okay.
That happens, too.
Or a 40. It's fine.
But, yeah, you got to wrap your T-Bird in something, you know.
Yes, sir. Bill Bojangles Robinson was born on this date. Thus, it is National Tap Dance Day as well. And there are other people born on this day.
There are other people who are born on this day. Cillian Murphy is 41. He's been in a lot of things. He was in 28 Days Later and Red Eye and Batman Begins. He's also in Inception. He was kind of the guy that they were trying to incept, if you will. Ethan Suplee is 41. He was on My Name is Earl.
Oh.
He was Randy, Earl's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dimitri Martin is 44. He's very funny. I think so. He's a comedian. He's kind of a nerdy looking dude, he does some very, very funny observational comedy.
National Nerd and Geek Day, so there you go.
So perfect, yeah. Cool. Jamie Kennedy, another kind of funny guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He's 47. Octavia Spencer is 47. She was in the that movie Hidden Figures that just came out about the NASA
mm-hmm.
women. Anne Heche is 48 today. I hadn't seen her in a while in anything. Ray Stevenson is 53. He's in the Thor movies. He plays Volstagg, and he was also Four's dad in Divergent movie in the Divergent movies.
Okay.
Mike Myers is 54.
Okay. Now on the sheet I've got, they say Mike Myers, the voice of Shrek.
Yeah. Oh, well, he is, but I wouldn't
say that's the most thing he's known for. Yeah.
And I guess that's what my point is.
Right.
He has done other work.
But, although they've had like 5 Shrek movies.
Well, yeah, and that's probably a pretty good gig, but he was pretty well accomplished before that
Correct.
Even happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, go ahead. Yeah.
Karen Valentine is 70 from Room 222.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Frank Oz is 73. Now, this guy is pretty cool because not only, of course, was he Yoda from
voice
the Star
of Yoda,
Wars movies,
right.
He was the voice of Fozzie Bear, mm-hmm. Cookie Monster, Bert, Grover, Animal,
yeah.
Miss Piggy.
Yep.
And he directed The Dark Crystal, Little Shop of Horrors, mm-hmm. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and What About Bob?
Yes, he's done a lot of
wow.
stuff. Yeah, yeah, he has done a...
accomplished.
Yes,
very accomplished
yeah.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Uggams is 74 from... she's on Empire and was on Roots.
Yeah.
And Sir Ian McKellen is 78, Magneto himself, or Gandalf, whichever
okay,
nerd
see,
movie.
And that's another thing. They put in here X-Men. Okay, fine. Yeah, he did X-Men. That's true. But... He did other stuff.
Yeah,
as
he's
well.
Done quite a few things.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Paul McCartney was in a group before that?
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, congressional Democrats, we know how shameless they are, but the Washington Free Beacon, they're reporting that Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Democratic Senators Ron Wyden and Ed Markey, they participated in a demonstration last week outside of the FCC building with alt-left protesters that actually want to ban conservative websites. Now, the protests are an objection to the FCC chairman and their proposal to roll back Obama-era net neutrality rules and deregulate the internet. Congresswoman Lee told the crowd, "We must stay vigilant. We must insists our freedom of speech is preserved." Now, one of the groups that organized the FCC protest is linked to the Disrupt J20 group, which has been involved in violent protests. Yes, these representatives, do they really believe in freedom of speech and expression and the free and open exchange of ideas and opinions? No.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it the best and the simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. It literally transformed every room in my house. You also get free online design consultation, and you also get free samples, free shipping. And by the way, their prices are unbeatable. And if you accidentally mismeasure, you pick the wrong color, they will remake your blinds for free. And now through May 31st, you get up to 45% off site-wide at Blinds.com, plus save an additional 5% when you put in the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com. Promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts in your name or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Christy Fox Satsky Realtor, The Chocolate Gallery, Health South, and Paris Pink and Cowboy Blue Baby Boutique in Navasota. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st, for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump's proposal to sell nearly half the U.S. emergency oil stockpile is sparking renewed debate about whether the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is still needed amid an ongoing oil production boom that has seen U.S. imports drop sharply in the past decade. The Petroleum Reserve, created in the wake of the 1970s Arab oil embargo, guards against disruptions in the flow of oil from the Middle East and other countries, and lawmakers from both parties have long warned against using it to raise money. But some Republicans say North Dakota's oil-rich Bakken region offers a de facto reserve that can be tapped if needed. A positive earnings report today from suitcase giant Samsonite, which posted impressive sales growth at Tumi. Analysts say with the pending acquisition of eBags, the luggage maker's product mix shift looks to be on the right path. Samsonite shares are up 4.6%. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 74. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Well, I've mentioned before how much I love our food segment because I love hearing about the things that maybe people take a little bit too far or the things that just sound absolutely delicious. As for this one, I'm going to let you decide. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, if you thought Arby's roast beef and liquid cheddar were the most unholy things they could put on a sandwich, well, you just underestimated Arby's. I mean, listen to their commercials, right? Their latest creation is pizza sliders. Yes, Arby's is now in the pizza game. The sliders have pepperoni, salami, provolone cheese, and marinara sauce on a bun, and they'll be on sale through the end of next month. Sounds like an ad, but Arby's isn't paying me anything. I'm just letting you know what's on it. And actually, to be honest, it sounds kind of good. That might be something I'd be willing to try. Pizza sliders from Arby's. My favorite part of Arby's, of course, is Ving Rhames and their commercials.
We have the meats.
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 628, and weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to doing that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. So here we go. Sunny skies, high today about 90 degrees, and winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles an hour, down to 73 tonight. About the same thing for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, in other words, right around 90 and kind of gusty winds. We do have a 30% chance of showers on Sunday, 40% on Sunday night, and Memorial Day we're also looking at a high of about 81 and a 40% chance of showers. Currently, winds out of the south. We've got fair skies. It's 63 out there.
It's the Green Tag event at Sioux Falls Prater, where you're able to get a great deal on all John Deere equipment. Find an outstanding deal on the John Deere 25 horsepower four-wheel drive 3025E tractor, complete with a John Deere loader, Frontier box blade, and rotary cutter, plus 20-foot trailer, all for under 21 grand. That means you're able to handle everyday chores without compromise. Plus, it's backed by our 6-year powertrain warranty. Get details at cptractor.com. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
You may have heard that the size of your dinner plate can affect how much you eat, but the color of your dinner plate can also have that effect. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-801-3030 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-801-3030. That's 800-801-3030. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, what happened to the what happened to the rest of the show?
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about plate colors.
Yeah, it just...
Here, let me give you a hint. Red will make you eat less. White will make you eat more.
Isn't that interesting? All right, let me see if I can find... Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to news,
and I'll
see if I can find it. I had my back turned. I went, wait
that
a minute.
Weird.
That
yeah.
show didn't. He didn't tell us the story. All right, so we'll go to see if we can find that.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Consecutive life sentences in prison is the punishment for a Bryan man who admitted to murdering two women on the same day on the east and west sides of Bryan. 31-year-old Danny Diaz admitted to stabbing Ashley Garcia and striking Vanessa Gonzalez with his car. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says they remain perplexed about why Diaz killed the women who did not know each other 2 years ago last week.
Could not really find a reason or a motive for those crimes. They did not seem to be related to each other. And it's kind of one of those things where they were two senseless murderers, but were not related to each other.
Parsons says Diaz will serve at least 60 years before he becomes eligible for parole.
The defendant will essentially die in prison. Is what we would consider to be a just result for the facts and circumstances of this case.
And the DA says Diaz cannot appeal the convictions or his punishment. As the Bryan City Council prepares to approve its next two-year capital improvements plan, residents in one neighborhood keep asking for assistance.
How would you feel you come here 3.5 years straight and ask for Clark Street, ask for the creek, and nothing ever happened?
Larry Gilbert was among property owners in Castle Heights along Highway 21 east of the freeway who challenged the council's decision to extend Thornberry Drive, which is ranked below the extension of Clark Street. Gilbert and others also continue to ask for cleaning out the tributary of Carter Creek that goes through their neighborhood.
We have had to tow people out of their houses behind floods.
Citing state law, there was no response from anyone on the council to comments from 7 speakers during the public comment portion of their last meeting. Among many differences of opinion in the Texas legislature last week between the House and Senate involves controlling property taxes at the local level. State Representative John Rainey says the latest House proposal calls for giving property owners more information about tax rates and property valuations.
If the county or the school district or whoever is keeps just going up at excessive rates or amounts per year, then it's up to local citizens to take charge of the school board or run candidates, whatever they need to do. This is still leaving it at the local level to make that decision, and I think that's good.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney favors the House proposal, which requires citizens to submit a petition for a tax rollback election.
Last year when we had a hearing, of course we have several public hearings, and our meetings are open to the public so they can all come in, but we only had 2 people come in and speak against the budget, and when you look back at their historical presence, we'll call it, they were the same people that we hear from on a regular basis.
The Senate version automatically triggers a rollback election if a local government increases property taxes by 5% or more. Another difference in opinion from Austin is the House rejecting the Senate's version of school finance, which calls for giving the parents of special education students vouchers to attend private schools. The House voted 134 to 15 to send school finance back to a conference committee. Representatives John Rainey of Bryan, Kyle Cassell of College Station, and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell all voted for sending HB 21 to a conference committee. After the House vote, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick declared House Bill 21 as dead. Governor Abbott was in Waller County yesterday to dedicate a $500 million air conditioning manufacturing plant along Highway 290 between Waller and Hockley. The 4 million square foot facility, owned by the Japanese company Daikin, will employ 5,000. A high school valedictorian in a small Texas high school who had to fight the University of Texas to get an automatic acceptance is headed to Aggieland.
I just decided at the end of the day that A&M had the better fit for me. There's been some people saying that I accepted A&M out of spite, so not the case. A&M with higher medical school acceptance rates. So even though my dream school was UT, I am proud to say that I will be going to A&M.
Madison Mao of Fayetteville, which is located east of LaGrange, was top in her class of 10 graduating seniors. If President Trump thinks he'll bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States by renegotiating NAFTA, one expert says he's mistaken. Texas A&M economist Raymond Robertson says ending the trade deal will not bring back manufacturer jobs. Instead, his research shows workers on either side of the border complement each other.
In particular, jobs in Texas that rely on inputs coming from Mexico in order to manufacture or produce their output.
And he thinks President Trump is starting to get that as he backs off calling NAFTA the worst trade deal in history. If you are stopped by a police officer, there are things to do and not to do to make your experience go as best as possible. Some suggestions are part of a 3-minute video recently produced by the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the most important things to do are be courteous and honest.
You get a lot further when you're courteous. Things go smoother on both ends. And being honest, we threw in one of our favorite excuses on the video.
The biggest thing to not do is make quick movements.
We don't like surprises. We like to know exactly what's going to happen and what we're going to do. So surprises usually kind of catch us off guard.
The video is online at bryantx.gov/police, as well as the department's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 63 degrees. Text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Don't miss a Memorial Day sales event this weekend at College Station Ford Lincoln. Like a new 2017 F-150 for 40% off. 40% off is back on F-150s at College Station Ford. Trade specialists are also on hand to make sure you get maximum value for your trade before summer. Plus, new Ford Super Duties and Ford Expeditions are $12,000 off. F-250s, 350s, and Expeditions are $12,000 off. Ford even has special first responder incentives this month, like $1,000 bonus cash on several Ford models. So let's recap. $12,000 off 2017 F-250s and 350s, $12,000 off Expeditions, or 40% off 2017 F-150s. You can even take advantage of 0% for 60 months on most of our new Fords in stock, or no payments until August. College Station Ford is open Memorial Day with huge savings on all trucks, all SUVs, and all cars. 40% off F-150s only at College Station Ford.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 639, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Check Some Weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure to our south and east will produce plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be a breezy day at times, and it's going to be very warm. Highs will be close to 90 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow. There could be a stray shower, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, warm 75 to 80. Partly sunny, breezy, and 90 to 95 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the upcoming NCAA West prelims for the A&M track and field team today. Meanwhile, college baseball tournaments abound. We'll take a look at how things are playing out in the SEC and the Big 12. And after contention over alleged discrimination laws, the NBA says that the 2019 All-Star Game will finally take place in Charlotte. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We put that to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, the media is here to report stuff, and sometimes they're responsible and sometimes they're not. And you can bet that they're politicians who sit down over a drink or four and talk about the media. And man, if I had a chance to pop that guy in the mouth, I would. So you heard about what happened in Montana.
Yeah. Yes.
So, if you didn't, apparently this Republican who is running for Congress, Greg Gianforte, was about to, actually he's going to be doing an interview, I think, on Fox News with Bret Baier, and a reporter walks up to him with his, I guess, his phone that he's going to record on, whatever, his device.
Yeah.
And so, he approaches him, and he puts a voice recorder in front of him and is going to ask the congressman or the congressional candidate's opinion of the newly released Congressional Budget Office report on the American Health Care Act. He was not really aggressive in any way. He just walked up to the guy to get the question answered, and, well, you'll hear what happens.
And, what and we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you
have
the
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you don't
sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You, the last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
Uh-huh.
You'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police.
Yeah, and then they go, you gotta
get... Can I get you guys' names?
He's talking to the Fox crew there.
Oh.
And there you go. So, yeah, he basically body slammed him.
And broke his glasses.
And broke his glasses. Well, needless to say, the response has not been the best, as you can imagine, for the candidate.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the newspaper that this guy worked for decided that they wanted to take a new editorial stand after they had...
Imagine that.
Yeah. They withdrew their endorsements. And issued a scathing denunciation of him. Oh, by the way, assault charges were filed against the candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when the election is. Maybe we're getting down to the last days.
Stressful, yeah. I think, is under stress, he sounded like.
You so know, but here's the thing, and obviously I'm not gonna say that what he did was right or that he wasn't completely out of hand, because he definitely was. But the attitude of the media towards politicians these days is contentious. And, you know, I actually had a conversation with Frito on KD95 at one point about this. And he said, well, the media is supposed to be contentious. They're supposed to be doing that. And yes, I get that. They are supposed to be muckraking, in a sense that they're supposed to be trying to point out what politicians are doing wrong so that we, the people, know that. But in this current political climate, the media is being contentious towards politicians strictly out of spite, it seems. It seems like they're doing it like like bullies, like little jerks poking and prodding at politicians. So I can understand a degree of frustration, not to the degree that you would body slam somebody and break their glasses. But you got to imagine, it's got to be killer frustrating right now.
But you know what you're getting into when you run for an elected position like that.
That's true.
It's been, you know, and it's just to play devil's advocate, it's been like that for a long time. And you're right. I mean, media, they can be jerks, but so can politicians.
True. I feel like the media is more so than ever, though. I feel like the media now is acting more like children than they ever have. Politicians have always kind of acted like children, but
they have.
But yeah.
The vast majority of elected officials have a level of entitlement in their own mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They think they are, quote, the ruling class.
Takes that kind of person to run for that, you know?
There are exceptions to every rule, but generally, when push comes to shove, they will do the old, do you know who I am thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't agree with Frito when it's supposed to be a contentious situation. It's not. Call them into accountability, question why they do things. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think is important for the media to do. Why did you do this? Now, they're human like anybody else, and it's interesting because this guy clearly let his guard down. This candidate let his guard down.
Yeah,
and
he did.
You got a chance to see what he's really like, and you know what? People didn't like that very much.
No, so. And they shouldn't.
And they shouldn't. Yeah. You're exactly right.
There's no excuse for physical violence like that.
So anyway, and again, generally, we don't have to deal with those kind of people, but I certainly have stories of people whose names you know who really act like jerks when the cameras aren't on. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. Let's see what else we got. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell a little bit later on today, who definitely does not fall into that category. He's a state rep. Anyway, we'll talk to him today about the closing days of the session. Basically, it looks like the bill that's going to overhaul school finances is declared dead. Duh. Like they missed that again.
Uh-huh.
One of these days, they're going to have to get around to fixing that. Not exactly sure when, but we have in our news today, and it is an interesting situation, and then right behind it, because we had Carl Mooney here, this discussion about, you know, your taxes going up, and the idea that if your taxes, your property taxes go up more than 5%, should you be able to have a recall election on that body who did that? And the Senate had a different version than the House, and the House version is probably what they went with. But that brings up a whole nother deal. Look at you ought to put your tax statement on your refrigerator so you can look at it every day. Okay?
Yeah.
You really, really
nice
should.
Nice little reminder.
Exactly, because we elect people who control a whole lot of our tax dollars. And just because we don't understand the system that they're operating in doesn't mean that we shouldn't, once again, call them into accountability.
Right.
And, you know, it's a situation where if you're going to be a taxpayer and complain, then you have every right to, but you do need to know what you're talking about when you make those complaints. All right. Anyway, that's enough of that. But that's really, that's kind of fun media stuff right there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bet that there are other politicians out there who are secretly hearing that and going, yeah. Man, I wish
Gideon.
I could do that.
Man,
I wish I could do that.
Take a ride to Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Tucked away in Bryan, Messina Hoff is the original Aggie-owned winery and has been creating award-winning wine since 1977. From the bottle or on tap, at the wine bar, you can taste our wines one glass at a time, including our exclusive Aggie Network wines, which pair perfectly with any celebration. Extend your wine tasting journey by dining at the Vintage House Restaurant or book a stay at our Four Diamond Villa Bed and Breakfast. For more information, visit www.messinahoff.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Fountains are fun, and thanks to the wide assortment of styles and fittings, fountains can also be installed into almost any landscape setting in just an hour or two. In many cases, it's a job you or I could even accomplish. This is the time you'll enjoy having your fountain the most, so let's examine your options. Bubblin' Beauties, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. Tabletop fountains create the sound and the sight of tumbling water only in miniature. They're totally self-contained, so you can set yours on a patio table, an etagere, or other piece of indoor or outdoor furniture. Fill it up and plug it in, and you're off to the races. Most tabletop fountains are not especially weatherproof, so keep yours under cover. It will probably sound off better there anyway, since the water flow of these little portable units isn't exactly up to the standards of Niagara Falls. Freestanding pedestal fountains come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes, from 2 to 5 feet in diameter and 2 to 7 feet tall. Nurseries and concrete yards offer many different styles and price ranges. They have 2, 3, and even 4 tiers of receiving bowls, so the water will tumble from layer to layer before being recirculated. Because of that recirculating water, it's especially important that the fountain be precisely leveled and positioned on a solid base for support. Ground fountains spray their water into the air. Because of that, they require more sophisticated design and construction and more elaborate fixtures. You'll need a receiving pool that will accept the falling water, and you'll want to install that receiving pool an inch or two above the surrounding grade to keep debris from washing into it following heavy rains. Position the fountain in front of dark evergreen foliage to showcase the spray to the best advantage. The droplet size and height of the spray will be dependent on the amount of wind the area receives. Now, this type of fountain probably is better left for professional landscape contractors. Wall fountains can either be built into brick or stone walls at the time of construction, or they can hang externally from the surfaces of existing walls. They're usually either enameled cast metal or they can be concrete. You may even be able to find an antique wall fountain and replumb it with a recirculating pump. If you're really sold on the concept of fountains and bubbling water, have a landscape contractor design an actual water course into your yard. He or she will stack medium-sized or large stones and boulders, mortaring them carefully in place, hiding the mortar all the while. In the process, it'll be plumbed with a recirculating water pump beneath the stones so that the water will cascade down the surfaces of the rocks to a receiving pool at the base. These water courses can be glorious. You're going to love water in your landscape. I hope you'll add it this summer. I'm Neil Sperry. And that's Plant Talk Texas for another day in our next program, Tree Trials of the Summer. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, in A&M track and field, the NCAA West preliminary rounds get underway today at Myers Stadium, with the Aggs looking to advance through the rounds and qualify among the top 12 to secure a place in the NCAA championships field. The Aggies currently have a pair of world leaders heading into the NCAA West meet, with Fred Curley in the 400 and 4x400 relay, and Ioannis Karezis, who is the collegiate leader in the javelin. Another Texas A&M world leader, Lyndon Victor, in the decathlon has already qualified for the NCAA championship weekend. Texas A&M women ranked second best among West entries in three events, with Jasmine Frey in the 800 meter and Audrey Malone in the javelin and the 4x400 relay. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M women's tennis team is number 16 in the final 2017 Oracle ITA Women's National Team Rankings released yesterday by the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. Under the direction of second-year head coach Mark Weaver, the Aggies, who were number 21 in the preseason rankings released on January 4th, went 18-13 and advanced to the NCAA Championship Round of 16, where they fell to number one seed and eventual national champion, Florida. Meanwhile, seniors Ratuja Beausoleil and Rachel Pearson both suffered first-round losses on the opening day of the NCAA Women's Tennis Singles Championships yesterday. In A&M men's tennis, junior Jordy Arcanada advanced to the 2017 NCAA Men's Tennis Singles Championship yesterday afternoon, defeating Philippe Vitek of San Diego, while junior Arthur Rinderknecht fell to Borno Gorgio of Wake Forest. Rinderknecht and A.J. Catanzariti will play at the NCAA Doubles Championship today against Charlie Emhart and Jeffrey Schorsch of Valparaiso. In college baseball, top-seeded Florida beat Auburn 5-4 in the SEC tournament. Florida jumped ahead 4-0, but Auburn responded with four runs in the top of the seventh inning to pull even. Florida went ahead for good when Christian Hicks walked with the bases loaded, scoring J.J. Schwartz. Meanwhile, the opening round of the Big 12 Conference baseball tournament got underway yesterday, and second-seeded Kansas beat second-seeded TCU 7-3. Oklahoma State cruised to a 3-0 victory over top-seeded Texas Tech in another first-round matchup. West Virginia scored seven runs in the bottom of the first inning to defeat Baylor 11-1 in another opener, and sixth-seeded Texas earned an 8-4 win over third-seeded Oklahoma off a pair of homers and three RBIs from Casey Clemens. In Major League Baseball,
and Jake drives this one out in the left center field. Racing over is Matuk. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros make things interesting in the bottom of the ninth, but come up short, losing to the Detroit Tigers by a final of 6-3.
Jose Iglesias finished a triple shy of the cycle. Ian Kinsler had two hits and scored twice, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Houston Astros last night to snap a three-game skid. The fourth and final game with the Tigers is tonight at 7:10 p.m. in Houston. Meanwhile, in Boston,
2-1 the count to Pedroia. The pitch from Dyson, a swing and a ball off the glove of Gallo as he dives. It bleeds into shallow left. Both runners are in to score, and now the Red Sox lead 6-3.
Dustin Pedroia waved home the tie-breaking run on a wild pitch, then singled in two more during Boston's 7-run seventh inning last night, and the Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 9-4 for their third straight victory. The third and final game of that series is today in Boston at 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And the NBA says Charlotte will host the 2019 All-Star Game 2 years after the city had been scheduled to handle the contest. The league moved this year's game to New Orleans from Charlotte because of North Carolina's initial law restricting the rights of LGBT people. That law has since been modified. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911. 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
I'm a college baseball fan. Enjoy it. It's a great time of year now, the next few weeks, and suddenly it makes it easy for me to watch. I can watch every major conference if I want to. I've got the ESPN, Watch ESPN app, and I can take that, cast it to my television, and as a result, I get a chance to watch baseball from all over the nation. That happens to be something I really enjoy. Now, also what's coming up is, you know, House of Cards is going to be, I think, on the 30th is when their new season starts, so I'll probably burn a weekend doing that. That's what I'll do every once in a while is I'll binge-watch TV, and Suddenlink allows me to do that. And, you know, you can take it with you. You don't have to be in your home to do that. With the Suddenlink To Go app, you can watch when you want and where you want. Right now, it's the almost summer sale. It's the best deal ever. You can sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play today for only $59.99 a month and lock in your rate for an entire year. know that your rate will not go up. You'll get fast 20 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and unlimited phone as well. If you need more speed, you could upgrade to 50 meg if you want to for just $10 more a month. If you want some more information, give them a call at 877-694-9474 or stop by their store, which is located at 4114 East 29th Street. Almost summer, it's going on right now at Suddenlink. Limited time offer, 30-day money-back guarantee. The price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. Go to suddenlink.com to see more information.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Be about 90 degrees or so today, Friday and Saturday, and then lows will be in the middle 70s. Chance of showers this weekend, up to 40% on Sunday night and 40% on Memorial Day. 63 right now, it's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.